So in this week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzava, one of the basic and important mitzvahs that we have is the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. Be'el ha-miluim she-hikriv aharon, the Pasuk says, Va'ochlu oisom asher kupar bahem, le-malas yodom le-kadesh oisom, ve-zol ha-yorchal ki-kodesh heim. And on this Pasuk, the Gemara says, in Psochim dafnun tes omud ale, Va'ochlu oisom asher kupar bahem alamed, and this is the source of the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim Lekoyhanim. And one of the basic questions, what is included in this pasuk? Because Achilas Kodshim has many different halachas and different variations. Kodshe Kodeshim Necholim Lekoyhanim. And we go through the entire list, those that say Korbonos every day go through the entire list. So, Kodshe Kodeshim Achatas Voshem Necholim Lekoyanim. Kodeshim Kalim, Chilas Balem. However, Choze V'Shoik, even Kodeshim Kalim, are Nechal Al Yedei Kohanim. Truma, how about Achilas Truma? Is that a mitzvah to say? What is included in the mitzvah to say of Achilas Kodeshim? So, there's a basic machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam. But between Rashi and Rambam, we have some different nuances and different variations as well. Rashi on the spot, Psuchim Nun Tes Omed Aleph, and once again, in Chulin Daf Yud Beis Omed Aleph. In both sources, Rashi says, not only Kodshe Kodeshim Anacholim Lekohanim, Kodeshim Kalam Anacholim Lebalim is included in this same mitzvah. V'yachlu Oisam Asher Kupar Behem. Achilas Kodeshim, in all its different nuances and variations, all is a mitzvah to say, and the source of this mitzvah to say is in this week's parasha V'yochlu Oisam Asher Kupar Behem. In the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, we find a very interesting chiddush and a very interesting formulation. If we have a Sefer HaMitzvahs handy, I would like to have it and point out some interesting formulations on the shoyness of the Rambam. So Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs to say, pay tes. There are different ways of enumerating the mitzvahs. Sefer HaChinuch goes from Aleph to Taryag, in the chronological order of Toras Moshe. The Rambam is a mystery, how he put together his Seder, but in mitzvahs to say, pay tes, the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Achilas Kodeshim. And the lotion of the Rambam is, He shetzivu ha-koyanim lechol bose kodshim, kaloimar ha-chatos v'ha-osham, sheheim kodshe kodeshim. V'hu amroi yis'ale v'yochlu oisam ashe kupa behem, v'loshen sifro, minayin shechilis kodeshim kapura li-yisrol, talmid loima, v'nosan meseses avon yichetz lechaper eleyem, keitzat koyanim oichlem v'yisroel mechaperem. So the Rambam makes it very clear. The basis of this mitzvah refers to Hachatos Va'oshem Sheheim Kodshe Kodeshim. This does not include Kodeshim Kalim Anacholim Lebalim. However, in the continuation of this very same halacha, the Rambam continues with a new formulation. Amnam Shara Kodeshim Kaloimar Kodeshim Kalim Hinei Heim Ye'ochlo Lishnei Yom Velayla Echod הטויד ואלנוזר יוים ולילו עד חצויס ותרחנו אנושים גם כן אלו הקודשם קלם ואכילוסן גם כן נגררס אחר המצווה אכילוסם גם כן נגררס אחר המצווה וכן גם התרומו הנה אכילוסו נגררס אחר המצווה. To the best of my recollection, to the best of my memory, I don't remember this Loshen anywhere else in the Rambam, whether in the Yad HaChazokah Mishneh Torah or in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Negreres Achrei Mitzvah. But obviously the Rambam's Kavona is, the basic mitzvah is only Kodshe Kodeshim Anacholim Lekoyanim. Because in the context of this week's parsha, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Eilam Elohim, Shenechal Lekoyanim, and the Loshen of the Gemara in Pesachim Nun Tes is Melamed, Sha'koyanim oichlem ubalim miskaprim. And the Rambam is medayik the loshon of the Gemara, kefi shehu. Koyanim oichlem ubalim miskaprim. Kapora Sabalam is only Achatas Voshim, and that's Kudish Kodesh Kudishim. And Koyanem Moichlem, not the Balam. And therefore, the opinion of the Rambam, to be defined as a mitzvah saseh is only Kodesh Kudishim and Acholim LeKoyanim. However, Kudishim Kalam and Acholim LeBalam O LeKoyanim, Vechein Gam Atrume Negrorim Achrei HaMitzvah. There is a mitzvah, but it is not the basic mitzvah saseh. So what is it? What is it? So in Minchas Osher Bereishis, I think Simon Mem Dalet, I brought together several different sources, B'Toiras HaRambam, and this is a revelation. I did not see any of the Achroinim bringing together these sources before the Minchas Osher, but I did prove from various different sources that we find in the Rambam, Bein B'Sefer HaMitzvahs, Bein B'Mishnah Torah, Bein B'Mitzvahs Asay, U'Bein B'Mitzvahs Lo Ta'ase. Many mitzvahs, the Rambam maintains that the Ikar Mitzvah is A. However, there are additional principles, which would be C, D, E, F, E, and etc., which are also, in a way, included in the Mitzvah. But they are not to be defined as Ikar Mitzvahs Ha'asei. And this is so we find in various different sources in the Rambam. So the Rambam maintains Mitzvah Saseh is only Achilles Koyanim Bekot Shekudishim Kolshoin Agamora Malamet Shekoyanim Oichlim Ubalim Miskaprim. However, there must be some Mitzvah Bekudishim Kalam Anacholim LeKoyanim and even Truma. The Rambam Lishitosoi. In the very last Aloch and Hilchas Trumas, Sof Perik Tezvov, Hilchas Trumas and Rambam as Tezvov Prokim, the very last Aloch and Hilchas Trumas, the Rambam writes, Koyanim Shoichlim Truma Mevorachim, Mevorech, Borech, Ato Hashem Lakel Melech Oilem, Ashikidushonu Mikdushosu Shalanu Vitzivonu Lechoil Truma. And that is no source in the Gemara, that a Kohen eats Truma, makes a Brocha. So obviously it's a mitzvah. If it would not be a mitzvah, there would be no Berachas a mitzvah. And the Kesef Mishnah says, where is the source that Achilas Truma is a mitzvah? And it brings an amazing source, which is actually not a halachic principle. But I'm Sochim Defayim Beis, Chazal tell the story that Reb Tafel was once late to come to Yeshiva. And when they asked him, why are you late? Reb Tafel was a Kohen. Reb Tafel says, Avoida Uvadati. So he was asked, you did the Avoida? Well, Reb Tafel was many years after Chor Mabayis. So what type of Avoida did you do? And Reb Tafel says, Truma Ochalti Shenemar Avoides Matona Etein Eskehunaschen. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, it is from here that we see that Achilas Truma would be considered in a way avoida, and therefore Kohen Sheochel Truma makes a brocha. But the Rambam Lishitosoi, right here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asei Pites, the Rambam maintains that there is no mitzvahs asei when a Kohen eats Truma, but it's negrorin achrei hamitzvah. And I think the basic definition would be, if we see that there's a mitzvah to say for Koyanim to eat Kodshim, then obviously the basic understanding and logic would be that there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. That is part of the Avoida. And just like the Hakrova would be a mitzvah to say, the Achila would be a mitzvah to say, so the same principle should apply to Kudishim Kalim as well. After all, it's Kodshim. And kachim are designated for something. So some of the korban is designated lemizbeach, some of the korban is designated laachila. But whatever we are required to do with a korban should be defined in a way as a mitzvah. So the Rambam comes up with this novel, a new Hagdorah formulation of nigroren achrei mitzvah, and that would include kudishim kalam and Truma as well. Truma is an additional chiddush, because Truma basically is not kochim. It's not kochim, it's beach. Truma is defined by Shoyin Chazal as koche hagvul. It has nothing to do with Yerushalayim, it has nothing to do with the base of Migdosh. So that is an additional extension of the mitzvah of V'ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem. So these are the two basic opinions, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi seems clearly to say, twice in Shas, Chul and Yud Beis, and Psochem and Untes, there's basically no difference between Kodesh HaKudishim and Acholim Lakanim, Kodesh HaKalam and Acholim Labalim. They both are fully included in the mitzvah of Yochel Oysa Masher Kupa Abuhem. Rashi has a slight problem with the lashon of the Gemara Malamed Shekoyanim Oichlu Mubalim Miskaprim. How would that include Kudushim Kalim? But that is clearly Rashi's opinion. The Rambam writes, Mitzvahs Asay Gomor is only Achilas Koyanim Kodesh Kudushim. However, Kudushim Kalim and Truma Negronen Achrei HaMitzvah. And I think the Rambam goes to Shitose and Perikud of Maase HaKorbonos. And this is also a very interesting nisuach, a very interesting formulation. Kos of a Rambam, first aloha perikud memasa kabonas. Achilas achatas va'osha mitzvah sasei. Shenem avoch roysa masher kupa bohem. Akoyen emoichlim va'bala meskaprim. Vehu adin leshar akodshim sheoichlim akoyanim sheachiloson mitzvah. Vehu adin leshar akodshim sheoichlim akoyanim Sha'achiloson mitzvah. He does not say mitzvahs asay. Achilas achatas va'osham mitzvahs asay, which seems to indicate it is only achatas va'osham that are mitzvahs asay. Shenem aviyochlo oisam ashekupa bohem. Akoyanim oichlem ve'balem eskaprim. V'hu adin l'shar akodeshim shiyochlem akoyanim. Sha'achiloson mitzvah. He does not say mitzvahs asay. And it seems to be clear from the Loshon HaRambam, two parts, two different definitions. Achilas achatas va'osho mitzvah sasei. And the Rambam doesn't wait with the posek till after including Shar Kodeshim. No. Achilas achatas va'osho mitzvah sasei, shenem aviyoch lo yisabah shekupa bem, koyen amoich lom ba'alam eskaprem, vodin Shar Kodeshim shenacholim lekarim, achilas ol mitzvah. So when I learned this Rambam, the Rambam writes, v'hu adin, Leshara Kodeshim Shoichle Makoyanim Shachiloson Mitzvah. What about Achilas Bailim? He doesn't mention Achilas Bailim. Which would seem to indicate Shara Kodeshim Shoichle Makoyanim means Choza Vishoik, Chelaka Koyanim, the Kodeshim Kala. Achilas Bailim might not be a mitzvah assay at all, according to the Rambam. So going back to Sefer HaMitzvahs, we notice that in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't go into details to differentiate what is he talking about when he deals with Kudushim Kalim. Let's once again examine the lesson of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. HaMitzvah pei tesi shetzivu hakoyanim lechel bosa kodeshim kloyim arachatas v'osham shehem kodshi kodeshim. So the Rambam starts off exactly as he does in Maase HaKorbonos. Achatos va'osham, achiloson mitzvos asei, koyanim oichlim, v'habalim eskaprim. And then he goes on to say, Shar kodeshim, kloimar, kodeshim kalem, achiloson gamkein, negreres achara mitzvah. What part of the kodeshim kalem? The part that is nechal lebalim, or the part that is nechal lekoyanim? He doesn't say. What he does say is shah kodeshim kalim achilosin gam kein negres achamitzvah vekein gam kein atruma achilosin negres achamitzvah. Truma is lekoyanim. Chazav eshoik kodeshim kalim is koyanim. Maybe achilas balim would not be defined as a mitzvah as what at all. The Rambam continues and writes, "Aval ein achilas kudeshim kalim v'truma kamoy achilas boser chatas v'osham. Shachilas boser azem and chatas mina osham bo tishlam kaporas ameskapa kamoy sheba'arnu v'boy bo loshen hatzivui ba'achile mashaloy bo lo b'kudeshim kalim v'lo b'truma lefichach inegreres b'mitzvah v'hu oichel oisa oisa mitzvah." So in the Lashon of the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it is not clear. I would say that if the Rambam doesn't specify and he doesn't differentiate between Achilas HaBalam and Achilas Koyanim, maybe it's all included. However, the Lashon of the Rambam, Perikyud for Maase HaKorbonos, seems clearly to say the Mitzvah Sasei is only Achatas Va'oshon. Because those are Korbonos Sheboim Lekapura. And that is the lotion of Chazal, Koyanim Oichlim, Ubalim, Miskaprim. But the Rambam clearly says, שר קודשם קהלם הנחולם לכוינים שאויכלם הכוינים, those are בכלל המצווה. Okay, so that is the Shittas of Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam has his unique opinion, and on one hand, the Rambam, Mitzvahs Asei Aleph Sheshochach Harav. As we all very well know, the Rambam detracts many mitzvahs from the minion of the Rambam. And against those the mitzvah that he detracts from the Rambam's minyan, he suggests others which the Rambam omitted and without justification, according to the Rambam's opinion. So the first mitzvah to say, which according to the Rambam omitted, is the mitzvah to say, "Fin kodeshim kalim anecholim lebalim," and the Rambam writes, it is a mitzvah to say. Where is this mitzvah to say? Where does it appear in mitzvah HaTorah? The Ramban suggests a posik in Parshas Re'eh. Aser to Aser is called Tvua Zaracho. Hayoytze Hasod is Shono Shono. V'ochalto lefnei Hashem Elokecho. V'mokam Asher Yivcha L'shaken Shmo Yishom. Masar Digoncho. Tiro Yishcho V'yitzorecho. U'bechoyes Bekorcho V'tzoynecho. U'bechoyes Bekorcho V'tzoynecho. That is the Pchor. Choras Kodeshim Kalam. What does he mean, Tzoyin? This posuk speaks to Kol Echod Mi Yisrael. Tvua Zaracho. Hayoytze Asod Eshon Eshono. We're dealing with Maaseh Sheni. Everybody brings his Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim to eat. So the Ramban says, this posuk is the source. Kodeshim Kalam. Hanecholem Lebailem. Mitzvah Sasei Ba'achiloson. So the Ramban is not like Rashi. Rashi writes, Kudishim Kalam and Anacholon Balam are included in the mitzvah of Ochlu Oysa Mashe Kupa Behem from Parshas Tetzaveh, this week's Parsha. The Ramban argues, Kudishim Kalam and Anacholon Balam is the same mitzvah as Maaseh Sheni. Everything a zar eats that has any kedusha. V'ochalto lefnei Hashem Elokecho b'mokom asher yivchar l'shaken shmo yishom. Maser de Goncho, Tiroish Vitzorech, which means Maser Shaini, Uvechoris Bekorcho, Vitzoynecho, those are Kudishim Kalam. That is the Rambam in one source. Mitzvah Sasei Aleph, Sheshucha Harav. And the Ramban in the Hasogas, Shoresh Yud Beis, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the 14 Pirkei Agdoma, that are an introduction to the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, Hasogas Ramban, Shoresh Yud Beis, the Ramban makes it very clear that Chozev Ishoik, Hanacholem Lekoyanim of Kudishim Kalam are included in the Ochloisam Asher Kupa Bohem. Once again, Machloikis, Ramban and Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, no, they are Negrorem Achreya Mitzvah. So the Ramban on one hand argues Kudishim Kalam and Acholam Labalam have a totally different source, Parshas Re'eh, together with Maaseh Sheni. Barachilas Koyanim, Bein Kodesh Kudishim, Ubein Kodeshim Kalam. Whatever Koyanim eat from Kodesh Mizbeach are based on V'yochloisom Asher Kupar Buhem. So we have three different opinions, and I just want to summarize the first part of today's shiur. Three different opinions. According to Rashi, all achilas kodshim are b'chlal mitzvah sevi yochlo oysam asher kupa abuhem. Even though the posting in the week's parasha, this week's parasha deals with achilas koyanim. And the lotion of chazal and psuchim nuntes, koyanim oichlam balam eskaprim. According to Rashi, they're all the same. Any achilas kodshim, bein kodesh kodeshim anacholam lekoyanim, bein kodeshim kalam anacholam lekoyanim, bein kodeshim kalam anacholam lebalim. Everything is a mitzvah to say v'yochlo oisam asher kupar bohem. To the other extreme, Shittas Rambam, both in Perikud Masek Arbonas and both in Sefer Mitzvahs, mitzvahs to say peites. No, v'yochlo oisam asher kupar bohem is very limited. Only achilas koyanim chatos v'osham. Those are korbanos shaboim lechaper. V'hu shamru chazal koyanim oichlim v'bale miskaprim. All the rest is nigrorin achrei hamitzvah. Would that include achilas balim? The lesson of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs seems to indicate yes. Clearly, Perek Yud for Masa Karbonis says no. Achilas balim would not be defined as a mitzvah. Nigrorim achrei hamitzvah is only achilas koyanim. Two different variations. Achilas koyanim b'kudishim kalim and achilas koyanim trumo. Those are nigrar achrei hamitzvah. The Ramban has, in 2 points, a difference between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban says the mitzvah saseh v'yochlu oisah shekupa behem includes koyanim shoichlem kudushim kalim and choza v'shoik, koyanim shoichlem kodesh kudushim and choza v'shoik kudushim kalim. Achilas abalam b'kudushim kalim, according to the Ramban, it's the mitzvah saseh, but not this one, another one. V'ochaltu in parshas re'eh. Just one last comment before we move on to another aspect of this mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. In this week's parsha, the basic posuk, which we learn in today's shiur, V'ochlu oisam asher kupar behem, kosev Rashi ala Torah, and I think this is very noteworthy. V'yochlu oisam aharoin ibonov lefi shehem baleihem. V'yachlu oisom aharoin ubonov lefi shehem ba'aleihem. And why not? Because this is Kodesh Kodeshim. Kodesh Kodeshim anechor lekoyanim. But Rashi says, the reason v'yachlu oisom lefi shehem ba'aleihem, Rashi l'shitosoi, Kodeshim kalim, the ba'alim, that bring the korban, they have the mitzvah of achilas kodshim. So Rashi says, ayel hamiluim, this was a korban which HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded from Aharon HaKohen by Hakomes HaMishkon. And what is the basis of the mitzvah v'yochlu oisam lefi shehem ba'aleihem? Because that is the interpretation of Rashi regarding achilas kodshim. Ba'alim hem shetzachim lechol. So what about the Chatas and the Osham? Chatas and the Osham, the Yisur brings the Korban, but the Koyanim are as if Balim and Psara Kodesh, because that is Kodesh Kodeshim. So I think Rashi's interpretation of Achilles Koyanim but Kodesh Kodeshim is, because Kodesh Kodeshim essentially belong to the Koyanim. HaBalim miskaprim, avala Koyanim oichlim. And therefore, this same mitzvah could include different korbanos, different levels of kodshim. Kodshim kodeshim anachonim lekoyanim, kodeshim kalam anachonim lebalam, choza v'shoik. Everyone has the mitzvah to say to eat what is designated for him, what belongs to him. And therefore, Rashi says, v'yochlo oisam aron abonov lefi shehem baleihem. And that would shed light on Rashi's opinion. How would Kudishim Kalam and Acholim Lebalim be included in the Yochlo Oisam Ashekupabem? This is Kodesh Kodeshim. But essentially, it is the same. Because the Torah designates Kodesh Kodeshim Lachiles Koyanim, Choza V'Shoik Lachiles Koyanim, Shar B'Sar Kudishim Kalam Lachiles Balim, and everybody has a mitzvah to say to eat the chelik that is designated for him. And that is where Rashi writes, V'yochlu oisam aron abonov lefi shehem baleihem. So up to this moment, our discussion centered on the basic interpretation of Achilas Kodeshim. What Kodeshim are included in this mitzvah and whose Achila is included in this mitzvah? And now I would like to discuss another very basic concept and topic in the broader mitzvah of Achilas Kodeshim. Ein Achila Pochas Mikazayis, and that is the most basic halacha, Bekol Dinei Achila Shebetoyra, because Din Achila Shebetoyra is divided. Yesh Achilas Mitzvah, Yesh Achilas Isur. Achilas Mitzvah, in different areas. Achilas Kodeshim, Lekoyanim, Lebalem, Achilas Matzah V'Moroir, Korban Pesach, and other Kudishim Kalim. And then we have, besides matzah v'morah, achila besukkah b'leil rishon shel chag, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov is not defined as mitzvah achila, but rather as a mitzvah of oinig Shabbos and simchas Yom Tov, which we perform al yedei achila. But they're essentially different than other mitzvahs sheba achila. And then on the other hand, we have many isurim that involve achila. Hanavela v'hatrefa v'haminim hatameim and achila b'yom ha-kippurim and achilas chometz b'pesach. Different variations, different forms, but the common denominator, atzad shova, machoros esuris, isure achila. And in both areas, whether it's achilas mitzvah or achilas isur, ein achila poches mikazayis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, chotzes shirosam and atoira. But it is merely an isur. With a chotzi shir, there is no malchus, there is no misa b'dei shomayim, and a mitzvah, one definitely could not be yotzi yedei chovosoi. However, achilas kochim seems to be different, because twice in Shas do we learn that when they were choylik kodeshim bebeis amidosh, they were at makbid that every kohen gets a kazayis. In Psochim Dav Gimel Omid Beis, the Gemara says that two Kohenim, one Kohen said Higiani Kipul, the other Kohen said Higiani Kiznav Halita'a, and Chazal Megana, the one that said Kiznav Halita'a, he didn't use a Loshon Nekia. He should have used a more proper language. But it is clear in the Gemara that when they divided up the Kodeshim for the different Kohenim of the Beis Av, they weren't makbid that every Kohen gets a Kazayis. And we find the same in Yom Edaf Lamites. Kol Yomov Shel Shimon HaTzadik Nishtalchu Brocho Ba'oimer Belechem Aponim Ubishte Alechem La'ach HaMoisoi Shel Shimon HaTzadik Nishtalchu Me'ero Klolo Belechem Aponim Ba'oimer Bishte Alechem Bekol Koyin Magioi Kepul. Epul is a bean, which definitely is less than a kazayis. So obviously, in the mitzvah of Achilas Kodeshim, a kazayis is not essential. And you could be yoitza the mitzvah without eating a kazayis. Why would Achilas Kodeshim be different than any other mitzvah sheba achil? So there are two tshuvas in Chsam Sofer, contradicting each other, which is a common phenomenon in the Chsam Sofer, and one should not be surprised. Gedolim wrote tshuvas b'meshach tens of years, and they had different mahalchem and different opinions and different approaches from time to time. So in tshuvas Chsam Sofer, Chaim Sememem Tes, and we find the same svora in Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Daled, they say, the Kohen Gadol Neutel, Chelek Berosh, Vishtei Alechem Vebelechem Aponim. So the Kohen Gadol did get a kazayis. And Al Yedei Kohen Gadol, they were Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Achilas Kochim, and therefore they weren't Makbid, all the other Kohanim, each gets a kazayis. Which seems to be a strange approach, because if the Torah says, V'yoch Lo'oisam HaShekupa Behem, L'choyra, we need to perform and be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Achilas Kochim, with the entire Korm. Why would it be enough that the Kohen Gadol gets a kazayis? Another argument, which is no less convincing, would be, we do find, regarding Shtei Lechem and Lechem Aponim, that the Kohen Gadol did get his portion. Kach mavur, v'tmidin, v'musofen, perik darad aloch yudarad legabe Lechem Aponim, and perik ches aloch yudarad legabe Shtei Lechem. But we do not find the same idea regarding Korm Oimer. And in the Oimer, the Kohen Gadol did not necessarily take a chalik. He is entitled to do so, because the Gemara says in Yom Daf Yud Zayin, the Kohen Gadol could always intervene in any Beis Av, in any Mishmar, and Neutel Chalik Barash. But regarding Shtei Alechem and Alechem Aponim, he actually had to do so. not so regarding Korban Moimo. And therefore, I think the other approach is the more reasonable one, and that is Tshuva number 2 on Chasam Sofer Simen Kuf Mem, and the Beis Halevi says the same. Chelek Aleph Tshuva's Beis Halevi and Simen Beis. And they differentiate between the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim and all the other mitzvahs of Achille. All the other mitzvahs Achille. Matzah, Moroil, Leilan of the Sukkos, and Korban Pesach. The mitzvah is Lechoil. However, the mitzvah that rests upon the Koyanim is Shebsar HaKodesh Ye'achel. What is the objective of the mitzvah and what is its essence? All the other mitzvahs Sheba'achila is a mitzvah Shebegavra. The person has to eat. And when that is the essence of the mitzvah, he needs to eat a kazayis and achila pochas mekazayis. Regarding kachim, the kohenim bear responsibility, Shebsar HaKodesh Ye'achel. And it is here that I have a slight difference with the formulation of the Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer writes, by Achilas Kodshim, the mitzvah is Shabosa Ye'achel velo Yisha'er Noiso. No, that is strange to me. Noisen is a lav. Why would we connect the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim with Noiso? Chasam Sofer seems to say that the Kohen or Mametzuva Lechol Kodshim Kedei Shelo Yisha'er Noiso. No, I think it goes the other way around. Because there is a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, that's why the Torah is Makpid Shelo Yisha'er Noiso. I think it should be the other way around. Achilas Kodshim is not to ensure that there will be no Noiso. If there would be no mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, why would there be a kpeideh noisa? I think it goes the other way around. Because there is a mitzvah of achilas kachim, that's why if the kohanim are negligent and they don't eat the kachim, and noisa comes to be, that is a lav. So I would say the mitzvah of achilas kachim is the mitzvah of achilas kachim. It has nothing to do with noisa. The mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim is Melamed Shekoyanim Oichlem Ubalem Miskaprim. That is a chelek of Avoidas HaKorban. Why would the Chasam Sofer say that the Koyanim need to eat the Kodshim Kedei Shelo Yisha'er Noisa? I think that is a Plitas Kolmos. The Beis Halevi doesn't say that. The Beis Halevi differentiates between all other mitzvahs of Achila, which are upon the Gavra. Kachim is upon the Chefza. Why? Maybe that is why the Chasam Sofer suggests that the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is Kedei Shelo Yisha'er Noiso. But I think no, that is not right. There's another reason for us to define the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim in a totally different way that we define all the other mitzvahs Sheba Achila. And the rationale is a very simple and basic one. All the other mitzvahs of Achila rest upon each and every individual. Kol Odom Yisrael needs to eat matzah and moroin, and needs to eat the kazayis and the sukkah b'leil aleph. Each and every Yid needs to eat Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim is rest upon a collective, upon a group, not upon the individual. All the Koyanim of the Beis Av bear responsibility. There is no mitzvah upon each and every one of them to eat Kodshim. They collectively bear responsibility, Shebesar HaKodesh Ye'achel. So if some of them are extremely hungry, and they tell their friends, we'll take care of the Korban. We haven't eaten for a week, and I think we'll take care of it. You could go to sleep, that's okay. There is no individual choiv on the gavra. It is a mitzvah which rests upon a group collectively, and they all bear responsibility. So if there is noisa, each and every one of them has a lav, and also a bitul mitzvah say. But ultimately, if only some of them ate, and the entire quantity was eaten, and there was no noisa, then nobody was mevatel a mitzvah sasei. And whenever a mitzvah rests upon a group of people collectively, the only way to define the mitzvah is shadvarim ye'asu. It's not a choyves gavra. It is essentially a din in the heftz. Whenever a mitzvah rests upon a group, the other example would be avoides hakarbonos. Is there any individual kohen that needs to do shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, zurika? No. They all bear responsibility that every day shnei tamidim should be brought under mizbeach. If it's a shchodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, korb musaf as well. But avoides hakarbonos rests collectively upon the entire group. The same refers to achilas kachin. And just like there is no given kohen, whether it's Reuven or Shimon or Levi or Yehuda, that he needs to bring the korban, there is no given kohen that he needs to eat kachim. Beinayim, a korban tzarich liot karev, beinayim, psar a korban tzarich shiyachel. And therefore, there is no kpeid of achilas kezayis, and that makes a great deal of sense. So, the Chasam Sofer in Kuf Mem is similar to the Beis Halevi, besides the point that the Chasam Sofer seems to indicate that the mitzvah of Achilas Kotzim is Kedei Shelo Yishayu Nois, and that's a Teime B'yeinai. And the Chasam Sofer writes the same expression in Chedush Chasam Sofer and Adorim Daf Yud Zayin. So I think the basic rationale of the Chasam Sofer would be, otherwise, why would we define the mitzvah of Achilas Kotzim in a different way than we define any other mitzvah of Achila? But in my opinion, the reasoning is a very simple one. Because Achilas Kotzim doesn't rest upon the individual. It is upon the group, the collective. Koyanei HaMishmor, and especially Beis Av, they are responsible. Shekol karbonos hayoyim yikarvu legabi hamizbeach, shekol besar karbonos hayoyim shiachel beitoy ubezmari. The only one of the Rishonim that deals with this question is the Tosfos Yeshonim in Yuma Daf Yud Tes. So can I once again be matriach someone to bring me a Gemara Yuma, if possible? And not a very big one. Yashe koyach, tuda rabba. So, Yom HaLamed Tes, one of the two sources in Shas, which I quoted before, in which we see that no kohen necessarily got a gezayis. And sometimes all the kohen got was only a pull and not more than that. So, Tosfos Yeshonim asks this very same question. So the Gemara says, Kol koyen magiyoy kepol, hatsnuin moishchem yodeyen v'agargarem choytvin. The better of the bunch, they didn't fight for besara koyish. Tsnuin moishchem yodeyen v'agargarem choytvin. They were fighting over the meat. Why would it tsnuin moishchem yodeyen? It's an amazing Mogen Avraham, Simen Nun Gimel, Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim. The Mogen Avraham deals about chiyuvim that fight for an omid. And the Mogen Avraham says, Ein leila odem lehezkoiteit avur shum mitzvah. Sha'arei hatznu amoyshchem yedeyem vahagargarim choytfen. Achilas Kotzim is a mitzvah. And after Pekan, when people began to brawl and push and shove, the tznuim weren't there. Tznu amoyshchem yedeyem. And the Mogen Avraham proves from this Gemara that even when we're dealing with a mitzvah, you don't fight. And therefore, if there's a machloikis regarding the omed, you are a chiyev, you have the right, you're entitled, don't fight for it. However, when we learn the Tosfos Yeshonim, it's not so poshut. Kol goyim magiyoy kepol, atznu amoyshchem yedeyim. Omer Rebbe, didavka magiyoy kepol. Hoye moshchim yedeim, aber vekezayis lo ayu moshchim yedeim. Kidimu lekayem mitzvah sachile. if they would get a kazayas, they would fight for it. Aval kan lo ya mitzvah sachile legamre, kivin she'en sham ela kipul. Ein sham mitzvah sachile legamre. V'im tamer, heched amegiyen kipul, ech mekayim mitzvah sachile. So why did they give each and every one such a little portion? So how were they mekayim mitzvah sachile? Yes, loymo, the loyboy kezayis legamre. Ela kezayis odif, v'chashivu achile, v'lekulam lo hayu yicholim lechaleg b'shava. Very unclear. On one hand, he says, if they would get a kezayis, they would fight for it, because it's a mitzvah sachile. Poches mekezayis lo hayu mitzvah sachile legamre. So he asks, so why did they give people pochas megazayis if it's not a mitzvah chila? So no, so Tosfos Shulam says, no, there is a mitzvah pochas megazayis, but kazayis odif. How do we understand it? Is there a mitzvah or there is not a mitzvah? So my understanding would be this. The basic mitzvah of achilas kodshim is defined as the Chasam Sofer and the Beis Halevi explain. Hakodshim tzichim sheyachlu. So there is the basic mitzvah even pochas mekazayis. However, if you would have a kazayis, that would be the mitzvah of v'yachlu oisam asher kupa behem. But that is the basic source of achilas kodshim. But the mere fact that this is kodshim, if you have a kezayis, that is also a mitzvah of the gavra. There's the mitzvah that rests upon the kollektiv, and then there's the mitzvah of the yochid. It is not a choivo, but it still is a mitzvah. Let's take truma as an example. Achilas truma is never a choivo. Achilas truma cannot be a choivo, because there is no zman. If there's no zman, which kohen would have a choiv to eat truma? But on the other hand, when the Rambam says kohen shoichel truma mevorach asher kedushonu b'kedushosu shalam v'tzivonu reichel truma, even on pochas mekazayis, impossible. How could you make a brocha on achila pochas mekazayis? So the brocha definitely wasn't said only when a kohen eats a kezayis. So by achilas kodshim, there's the mitzvah that rests upon the group. And everybody that participated contributed his share to the collective mitzvah of achilas kodshim. However, when you do eat a kezayis, that is defined as a mitzvah shebegavra as well. Not a chiyuv, it's a reshus, but it still is a mitzvah. Like koyen, she'ochal kezayis truma. So, I think the Tosfos Yeshonim is along the line, along the basic approach of the Beis Halevi and the Chasam Sofer. Today we dealt with one of the interesting mitzvahs in Seder Kodshim. The mitzvah of achilas kodshim, first half of the shiur was dedicated to the basic definition of this mitzvah. Which kodshim and which people? And we dealt with both sides of this same coin. Does this mitzvah include Bailam or only Koyanim? Does it include only Kodshe Kudishim or Chelek HaKoyanim B'Kodeshim Kalim, Chelek HaBalam B'Kodeshim Kalim? And in the other half of the shiur we dealt with the question of achila Pochas Mekazayis. Maratz Chius in Yomid Daf Lamed Tes, dealing with the Tosfos Yeshonim, comes up with another suggestion. And he argues, when the Tosfos Yeshonim says there's a mitzvah in Pochas Mekazayis, what he means is Chotzi Shir. And just like Chotzi Shir Osam El Atayr, there is some mitzvah by Chotzi Shir, by Achilles mitzvah as well. But I do not think that fits in with the Tosfos Yeshonim. The Tosfos Shonim is not mechalek between chotzi shir and a shiur. If that would be his kavona, he would at least quote either the source in Yom HaDafayin Dalad or at least the concept. He would say chotzi shir. I don't think that's the kavona of the Tosfos Shonim. If we're dealing with chotzi shir, he wouldn't say you're mekayem the mitzvah with less than a kazayis, but a kazayis odif. It's not that a kazayis odif. The mitzvah is only with a kazayis. Chotzi shir is not the real thing. And therefore, I think the interpretation and the understanding of Tosfos Shonim should be as above mentioned. The basic mitzvah resting upon the group. Anyone that ate, even a mashu, participated in the mitzvah of Achilas Kotshev. However, if he does eat a kazayis, then he has a gavra dika mitzvah as well. Just like a kohen that eats a kazayis truma, he has no chiyuv, but he still has a mitzvah and he could make a brocha. So the Or HaChaim HaKodesh at the beginning of this week's parasha, Parshas Tetzaveh, quotes the Zohar Chodosh. An amazing quote. The Zohar Chodesh explains, well, Golas Mitzrayim was 210 years. Golas Babel was 70 years. How come this Golas is so prolonged, 2,000 years? So the Zohar Chodesh says, Klal Yisrael was zeicha to redemption, to all its geulas b'schis, one of the great avos. We were redeemed from Golas Mitzrayim in the merit and the schus of Avraham Avinu. Geulas Yavon, we were salvaged from the Greeks in the schus of Yitzchak. Geulas Bavel and Bayesheni, we were zoicha b'schus Yankov Avinu. The ultimate geula will come in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu einoi chofetz ligoil am habatlonim min ha-toyra. Harsh words. And whenever I quote the Or HaChaim, I say, totally unacceptable. How could one say, Moshe Rabbeinu einoi chofetz ligoil? How could that be? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nafshoi for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheninu Mesifruch HaShakos, after when Klal Yisrael really wasn't fitting. After Chet Uegel, and Moshe argues with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he so much loves Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu Shenosu Osa'am Becheikoi Kasha Yisrael Uroimen Esa Yoinek, who could say on Moshe Rabbeinu, Einoi Chofetz Ligoil, Hama Batlona Menatayda. So my understanding would be, they don't really mean Moshe Rabbeinu enoi chofetz ligol. Probably they mean Moshe Rabbeinu enoi yochol ligol. Because when the Zohar says that each of the others brought about a geula, how? How? It's not that they just decided to bring a geula. That is biyad Hashem. Probably the kavona is each of the others with his special midah. Chesed l'Avram. Avram with midas ha-chesed. Gevura is Yitzchak. Midas ha-teferes is Yankov. So what is the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu? How is he supposed to bring a geula? Moshe is Netzach. Moshe is the koyach ha-toyre. Moshe needs to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and argue and say, I want to bring this Geulah B'Koyach HaTorah. So Moshe Rabbeinu Einoi Yochoil Ligoil Am Habatlonim Min HaTorah. My Rebbe, the Kloisim Uger Rebbe, used to tell a story of the Divrei Chaim. And he told the story many times. The Divrei Chaim was the first Sanzer of. And whenever he told the story, he got very excited and animated. And he used to say the sprach of the Divrei Chaim just as he heard it from his father, who was a direct uncle of the Divrei Chaim. So as the story goes, the Divrei Chaim was once sitting at the Tish, and he was very, very tzekocht. I don't know how you say tzekocht in English. I don't know. Hoya achuz sarapim. I don't know how you say that in English either. Maybe you just don't say it in English. It doesn't happen in English. So the Divrei Chaim was very tzekocht, and he said, Chob gizein en himmel, I saw in the heavens that everything is ready. The Beis Hamikdash is ready. The only thing missing is the Paroichas. And probably the Divrei Chaim was referring to the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos three times in Shas. At other opportunities I explained the major machlokes between the Rambam on one hand, Rashi and Tosfos on the other. The Rambam maintains that the bias of Shlishi will be Ma'ase Yedei Adam. And just like we were the ones that built the Mishkan Shebamidbar, we were the ones that built Bayis Rishon, as told at great length in Sefer Malachim, how Shlomo HaMelech built the Bayis Rishon. And just like Ezra and Nehemiah mobilized the people to build the Bayis Sheni, Kishayove Agoyal Bekorav B'Yomeinu, we will be the ones to build the Bayis HaShlishi. And we will once again be Mekayim the Mitzvah V'Yosi L'Migdash V'Shulchanti B'Soichom. Rashi and Tosfos three times in Shas, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Sukkah Mem Alef, and in Shavuos Daf Tes Vav in Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos maintain, Abayis Ashlishi Yered Eish Men Hashumayim. It would not be Masi Yedei Yodom, but Migdash Hashem Koinenu Yudecho. So the Divrei Chaim obviously was referring to the Beis Hamikdash Shel Eish, and he said in the middle of the Tish, I have seen in the heavens that everything is ready. Everything is set. The only thing missing is the Paroichas. So one of the Zikna Hasidim, he got so excited, he lost control, and in the middle of the Tish, he screamed, so why doesn't the Rebbe make the Paroichas? That's all that's missing, then do it. Why don't you do it? He asked the Divrei Chaim. And the Divrei Chaim had sich noch mehr zekoch. And he said, and wer sagt ihr, wir haben es gemacht, den Paroichas? Wir haben gemacht, den Paroichas, und sie gekommen an Rusche, bei Arz des Amare, wenn hat es zerrissen. Pilei Plois. The Divrei Chaim said, we did the Paroichas. And then at Rusche, in one of the Western countries, I don't know what that means, West from Tzanz could mean anything, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, America, who knows? So he came in Arusha Ba'aretz as a Marav, and he tore it to shreds. So what we learn from this story, there's a war going up up there. There's a war going on. And Tzaddikim and Eilach Eden, with their Torah, their mitzvahs, their Masam Tovim, are building the Mizbeach, are building the Menorah, they're building the Beis HaMikdash up there in the heavens. And others, they are destroying. Zeboina, v'zeh soisa. In a way, yes, Rashi and Tosfos have sources that the Bayis HaShlishi will ascend or descend. The Bayis HaShlishi will descend from the heavens. Boni v'mishuklal. But we have part in that, Beis HaMikdash. We are the ones indirectly to build that Beis HaMikdash. And they're waiting for us up there. So obviously, how are we supposed to build that Beis HaMikdash? I think I mentioned last week, the three basic elem of the Beis HaMikdash are Menorah Mizbeach Shulchan, Keneged Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. So obviously, Al Yedei Talmud Torah, we do the Menorah, we do the Oroin. With our davening and avodas Hashem, we do the mizvachos. And with our chesed, caring for each other, giving tzedakah, gemilas chasadim, we do the shulchan and all the other supplementary kelim. And that is how, in a way, we will be mekayim v'yosi le'migdash v'shulchanti v'sechum with the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi as well. So 200 years ago, the Divrei Chaim, a bit less than 200 years, the Divrei Chaim passed away exactly 140 years ago. Tofrei Shlamei Devav. So 150 years ago, the Divrei Chaim looked up at the heavens and he said, the Parochus is missing. We haven't been updated since then. For the last 140 years, we got no update. What's the matzav now up there? Who knows? Somebody knows. Because in Chumash Heichel HaBrocha of the Kamarna Rebbe, he writes that in the end of days, the last of the Kalim in Beis Mikdash Shel Malo that will be missing will be Aron Avodas. That is the last of Klei HaMikdash that will be missing. And when the Aron will be completed, in that moment, we will be Zoicha to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. So my feeling is that that Heichel HaBrocha fits in wonderfully with the Or HaChaim in this week's parsha. When the Or HaChaim says, Moshe Rabbeinu Einoi Chofetz Ligoil, or rather, Einoi Yochoi Ligoil, Am HaBatlona Menatoyle. Mashiach can't come before the Beis Mikdash Shel Hamala is completed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give us a Beis HaMikdash that is missing, that is lacking. There can be no Beis HaMikdash without an Aron in the Kodesh HaKodesh. So if we would have eyes to see Moshe Rabbeinu, and if we would have ears to hear his plea, we would probably be hearing him beg us, Kindalach, Kindalach, Nocha Bissel Torah, give me some more Torah. I would like to bring the Geula. Oh, how I would love to bring the Geula. That's my dream. But I still need a Bissel Torah. The Aron is still not completed up there. So it is not that Moshe Rabbeinu ain't a Chofetz Ligoil. There's no such thing. Of course it's Chofetz Ligoil. Moshe Rabbeinu ain't a Yochel Ligoil Am HaBetlona Menatoyra. So the Heichel HaBrocha says, the last thing that'll be missing up there in the heavens will be the Aron. And we cannot achieve that Aron only with Talmud Torah. So Chizuk HaTorah is the key. And there are sources in Medrash. Ein Yisrael Negolin Elo B'Zchus Torah. And that is also what we find in Tono de Be'eliyahu. Ein Mashiach Bo Lo Yemetoich HaTzav Lo Yemetoich HaYesur Mela Metoich HaSoro B'nei Yodam Shiyoishin V'yoiskim B'Torah V'koilon Nishmo. So we should all be Mechazik in Torah and we should be Zoicha. And I'm quoting the Loshon of Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph. Ze ha-migdosh ha-shlishi she'onu mitzapim loy banui v'meshuchla al-yered eish men ha-shomayim b'mehero v'yomeinu amen.